X, mobile.
CES, send it home.
So you made it home quick today.
Well, the guy said they were staying on the end, so I cut a trail by 4:30.
That luxury.
And plus, I didn't have to sit in traffic for 45 minutes today.
Even better.
Yep.
Pretty good today.
Man.
I just pulled away from my last stop. I just got on Wade Hampton, getting ready to make the turn on 290.
All now, don't you?
But at least it ain't pouring down the rain yet.
I'm getting you the winter weather they were talking about earlier in the week.
Lucky when I looked last night.
More up toward North Carolina, you know, the Tennessee mountain range, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it may be up there because that's a higher elevation. They're up over that 3,500 foot mark. That tends to be where the line's at most of the time.
Bit of snowfall, that way I can get outside and play with the kids.
Snows, come on to the house, we'll go sledding.
All right, if it snows.
Worked at the Ford dealer, I brought home an old bedliner and cut a section of it out and made a heavy duty plastic sled out of it. That thing will slide on about anything.
Get nothing.
They wait until I get home.
Yeah, I think if it was going to do anything, I think it's supposed to be this evening, right?
I believe so. Early in the morning, head down the mountain, or head to work.
More day, and then I get to enjoy the weekend. At least I don't have to worry about working Saturdays.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, what time are you leaving for work now?
I rode right before 5, if not right at 5, just so I can get there. Because that'll usually get me to work right around 5:30.
I may be on the radio with you in the morning.
Tell you right.
To drive down the mountain tomorrow. Long mountain.
Located. It's not in Greenville or anything?
This county. 2 hours from the house each direction.
That's your only stop for the day, right? Or you go to other places?
Nope, that's it for that day.
And anyway, you wouldn't have nothing left for anybody else.
Always like that, but toward the end of the year it is.
Yep, spend all their budget.
Last December they said they had a couple million left that they needed to spend. I let you in here and handed them the keys, and I said, I'll call for a ride.
I hear you. It's a good way to do it.
I take me a year off and sit at the house and wait on the new truck.
Okay. Maybe contest stuff going on this weekend. Go set up for PSK. You might make some contacts this weekend.
Is that on the software that we downloaded, or is that another piece of software I got to download?
Did you?
I'll have to check it out then. But hey, what are you using for your contact logging?
The Ham Radio Deluxe software that I paid for, and I use their logging part of it. Now, usually I'll kind of link stuff to it, like my N1MM that I use for the Capota stuff. It links to it, so it'll dump my contacts in there. Let's see, WSJTX will do it. I don't really log too many contacts on JSA call. You know, that's a lot of heartbeats and stuff, so don't normally do those. But, yeah, most of us do Ham Radio Deluxe. Trying to think. Let me look. There's another good one out there that you can do that's free and it's open source. Let me look and find it.
Isn't it like a NJ, something like that?
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar off the top of my head. Another one I used when I first got into radio was DX Keeper. They actually have a, you know, radio control suite, and it's got logging and everything else. It was a little bit funky to set up, but the logging part of it was fairly straightforward. You can, so the way DX Keeper works is there's like modules that you can download to add on to it, and supposedly it has a module called like Wind Warbler Yeah, wind warbler that does like PSK, but I never really got it to work with my radio for whatever reason. I don't remember why. It's been so long, but just the DX Keeper software for the logging actually it's not bad. It'll keep up with what band it was and everything else, and you can export it to Log of the World if you want to.
The next thing to try to get set up.
I didn't like the EQSL website. I mean, it looked like it was made in the 70s or something. It just looked really bad. So, I didn't like it. So I just use Logbook of the World, and I just have whatever software I'm using, just kind of dump it into it, and then they'll confirm the contacts as they're made.
Well, I've been looking into that Ham Radio Deluxe. That's probably the way I end up going, too. So just not ready to pull the trigger on it yet.
6CLX, Bumble. You can also just download Ham Radio Deluxe, the free version. The last free version is like 6 years old, but it'll get you an idea of what it is.
Okay. I had with the older one, and your radio might work fine, but they didn't have the IC7300 on it because it had not been out at the time. But, yeah, that was what I tried to look into when I first wanted to try Ham Radio Deluxe.
To look into it a little more. Like I said, I hadn't looked into it completely or a whole lot at all since we got it all set up. And my sample or free subscription run out on their 30-day trial, so I didn't get a chance to mess with it.
But I used DX Keeper for a while, and it wasn't bad at all.
When a couple of hams have told me about, but I can't remember the call sign on it. Some guy made it, and I can't remember what it was.
Part of that warbler, wind warbler package, and I think it's N1MM logger or something like that.
Yeah, ma'am, it's pretty good. Now, there's hammers, H-A-M-R-S, and it's more for POTA, but you can use it for general contact logging. I think you would have to export the log to send it to Logbook of the World. Like, it won't automatically send it. Like some of the other software does, but still, I mean, it's fairly straightforward, and you type in somebody's call sign, it'll actually give you their information, as long as you have an internet connection, and give you their name and stuff.
Get home, or another day when I have time to get in front of the radio for a while, I may have to give you a buzz and get that stuff downloaded, or get the name of it anyway.
Subscribe to, Now I can't remember. What's the website where you can go look up calls? Subscribe to them. They got a logger. To QRZ.com and you can use their logger.
Yeah. Log it on their website if you want to do it that way. I mean, that'll get you something. You know, you don't have any radio capability, but still it'll get the job done, wouldn't it?
I was looking for something to do that automatic logging. That way I didn't have to try to write it all down and enter it into another system. Take some of the steps out of it.
I still use my old pad that I put together back in the 70s, 80s and log it all by hand. It's kind of fun to go back and see all my old stuff.
But yeah, at the same time, I'm like Patrick. I like the fact that if I do use FTA, it just, you know, sends it right to the logbook and saves it all in there.
Been around so long that all my radios are so old that they won't work with any of that stuff. Well, one will, my Kenwood, but I don't know. Maybe I should just get up with the times and go bankrupt like the rest of us.
You're not that old.
Since 79, 80, so do the math.
4 or 5 when you started then.
Get that FLDG set up. There are two digital contests going on this weekend. One of them is the PODS, P-O-D-X-S, 70 Club, PSK Fest, and that's January, you know, of course, UTC time, till January 9th, and then the ARRL Reedy Roundup starts, let's see, what time is it? Let me look. maybe 6 o'clock in the evening, something like that.
Tomorrow evening.
100 UTC time on January 8th, which is, what time is that here? 1300? Did you set up? You can make some contacts this weekend with
it. Work on it. I'll have a little bit of time tonight, not a whole lot, but I may give it a try, and then after I get home tomorrow, I'll have a little more time.
Patrick and 6CLX.
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
And what are you setting up?
I've got my 991A up on digital stuff over the last weekend, and I've been trying to finish getting it set up with the FLDG and PSK and all that side of it and get a logging software. Yes, sir.
Playing with the idea of that, so I got my interface. I received it. I pulled the trigger and bought one out of Great Britain. So I got my interface for my Kenwood TS450. And it works on the computer, but I haven't gone any further. I got it maybe a month ago. Maybe there's a good reason to get in it.
Well, I didn't think I liked the digital side of things, but I've actually enjoyed it once we got it set up. The struggle of getting it set up right.
Sensation, but sometimes the struggle is the fun part, and then when I start communicating, it's like boring. I don't know what's wrong with me.
The same way. I guess that's why I love working on cars for so long. Andrew.
On this contest, I might try this reading because I don't think I've ever done reading. But, you know, it's going to be quick contacts. People are just going to give you a quick signal report and announce. You're not going to have any long, drawn-out conversation.
Pretty interesting to make that kind of contact. I'm still not sure how I feel about the DXing part of it over a single sideband, but I'm willing to give it a try and find out.
In the POTA, like whenever I got the, where the station was, Puerto Rico? And so I got a park in Puerto Rico. I thought that was pretty cool.
Hey, Mike, I forgot to tell you that we're talking to a YouTube star here now. He made it onto one of the YouTube videos.
About 4 or 5 times.
Who are they using in these contests?
Again, the two contests are PSK, and that is from the Pods, PODXS 70 group. And then the ARRL has the reading contest going on.
Oh, RTTY. Well, both of those I'm interested in, so I'll see if I can at least copy some stations, maybe even partake, and 6CLX will keep up.
I tend to like PSK because you can have some conversations. You know, some people get, you know, quick. They run a bunch of macros, give you some station stuff, and then they go on to the next one. But there are times where I've had some pretty lengthy conversations over digital on PSK31, so it's pretty fun. KO4CF.
Not the only person I've talked to on there is Andrew, KO4HKX. So I'm looking forward to a little more experience with it.
Put some age on myself now. Well, I already did, telling you when I got my license. But the only digital radio I've ever, in my hobby career here, the only digital radio I've operated besides DMR now is Packet on VHF.
I enjoy doing some packet, either APRS or WinLink and whatnot.
A packet put together by TAPR, using the AX.25. Well, they're all using AX.25. But that's the original packet where you log into a bulletin board, check your email. I've still got my TNC for all that, just that there's nothing around running it.
Bulletins, I've never seen them.
Experience with the internet, and then 97 I actually subscribed to AOL, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's interesting
work, you know, but my original email was, besides AOL, was on Packet. You know, it was kind of interesting. You could send an email to anyone that had an email address through Packet at that time. It was kind of fun.
WinLink, I enjoy that. I like the challenge of it, you know, making sure I can do it and not use the internet to send emails and stuff.
I've not even looked into WinLink. Don't even know what it is.
It uses what the AX25 protocol, I believe, and it's just email. It's what it really boils down to is just sending emails.
It's across
HF and HF. I tend to do the HF side of it because it's easier to connect to other stations. The VHF, you know, depends on whether you got a station that's a gateway or whatever near you that you can communicate with.
Packet that I'm familiar with. I'll have to look into it. Maybe I can make use of this TNC still. Although I got one of the MFJ multi TNCs, so it does RTTY. PacTor, the old PacTor, I don't think anyone's ever using that mode anymore, that particular mode.
Oh, WinLink has a PacTor mode, but I don't know if it necessarily uses that or not.
WinLink too. I know I'm hearing Packet out there on HF, just don't know what it is. Maybe that's the WinLink.
Than likely. I think that's about the only Packet that I know of. I mean, I think there is some APRS on 30 meters, but I don't think it's very common.
Is he still around or gassing up or on the phone?
Nope, I'm still here. I'm just listening.
How the packet was for me back in those days. High-speed packet was 9600 baud, but nobody had that. So we were all operating 2400 baud.
There's some WinLink modes that are, I'm going to say it, and I'm probably going to be wrong. I think it's 500, and there's other ones that are 20, I want to say it's 24 or something.
On VHF. Actually, I got a bug, I got a bug in me. About to say something nasty. Anyway, I got a bug, and I called MFJ. I said, do you have any of those upgrade modems for the TNC? What are you talking about? I said, I see them online, and gave him the part number. I said, yeah, so I ordered one. So I actually upgraded my TNC to 4800 baud.
Now, KO4HKX.
It's what, 1200, right? So, WinLink, I highly recommend the website WinLink Wednesday. It's a group in Virginia, and they basically do a net check-in on Wednesday. You have all day Wednesday to get checked in. And they'll have certain formats that they ask for, so that lets you kind of practice. Like sometimes you have to send an incident form, some kind of 213 incident form. And then other times they'll just ask for like a weather report and whatnot. And you just try to send it in over HF or VHF.
Glad you told me that. I'm going to look it up. Virginia is... that group up there's always been big into packets. They actually had a time when the whole state, north to south, was linked. I think into North Carolina, N60 electric.
Map on the WinLink Wednesday website. They have a map of all everybody that checks in, and Virginia is covered in it. I mean, there's a ton of people in Virginia that definitely check in on it. So I can kind of see where that comes from.
I'm just about home, so I'm going to bid adieu. Talk to you later. Nice talking to you, Andrew and Patrick. And 73s, and y'all take care. Have a good evening. N6CLX, I'll be clear.
See you too this afternoon, Mike. Glad you made it home safe. KO4HKX.
73, KO4CEF.
Again, Chad showed me some other HF thing he does, or I can't remember if it's HF or 2 meter, really. I was trying to remember what the name of it was, but I can't recall it right now. When I get home, I'll have to look and send it to you.
What did you do on it? Was it a program or something?
Yeah, it's... I think it's part of WinLink, but it was... You could send messages and stuff like that other than doing the email thing. And that same server that we tried to connect to, the N4AW Alpha Whiskey Alpha, I can't remember which way it was the same one you had to hit with it.
He was talking about sending text messages, you know, because if you send an email to a certain email address, like on Verizon and AT&T, it'll actually text it to a number.
Pretty interesting what you can do with the digital stuff on the HF radio with APRS, WinLink, all of it. I mean, like I said, it's just trying to remember the settings on your radio and what to do. I'm going to have to go through and write them all down for each one and make a note cheat sheet for each digital mode.
The big downside is just getting everything set up. I mean, once you do, it's not that bad. But, man, it's a pain in the butt to get it going.
Ready to tackle this 706 on a Windows 8 machine?
Shot and see.
Done before the winter field day. That way I've got it all set up.
Geet is you can only use digital modes where you can physically talk. So Winterfield, they won't let you use FT8 because there's no way to do the exchange that they want, and they do that for the reason. But any of the other digital modes, I think, are allowed, like JSA call or PSK. I think you can do it on those.
Cool to learn for that. I just wanted to have the capability where I could do the logging if I could do that. That would be nice.
I wonder what you'd need for cat control for that radio.
Done a little research on that, and SignalLink makes a SignalLink for it with the little bright jumper, and then you got a 6-pin or a 13-pin mini DIN cable on the back of it, and depending on which one of those you are using, to what you're capable of and all that. So, still trying to figure all that out, but there's a lot of information out there on it. A lot of people are using that radio on the digital modes.
The SignalLink opens up a lot of radios. As long as it's got the DIN controller on the back of it, and, you know, it'll key it up and everything else. I mean, it's pretty neat. I almost, you know, because I was looking when I originally started, and then I realized, like, the ICOMs and stuff, the ones I got can do, can do the stuff without the USB, but I was also looking at one for APRS for the radio, and then I found the mobile link, and never actually did one.
I don't know what I need the mobile link for right now. If I wanted to run APRS on my little Kenwood handheld, I could do that.
I'll be honest, for me, I did it as so, you know, in the area I live in, APRS is, you know, well, I mean, it's hilly here, period. So, you know, it's kind of sporadic. So you can sometimes be picked up, and then there's other times you can't. So I just decided to try to, you know, to build me a little APRS digital repeater. And, you know, wasn't really for anybody else. It was just for me to just try it out. So if you ever decide you want to do it, I would highly recommend just trying it so you can learn how it works, because you got to have something in the background. You know, you can use, APRS Droid, but I don't think it will, I don't remember if it'll transmit. I don't think it'll repeat. It just listens. But, you know, it's worth just trying something out, and that's why I did it. It was just to try it out and do it.
Is it MobiLink or something like that? You can get one of those and put it with the little Kenwood THS6 or S6F that I've got, because it has a built-in TNC, and you can link your APRS Droid and have a full-functioning APRS station at that time.
For me to do it with my current radio, the one I'm talking on now, I have a cable that plugs into the microphone port, and I got another one that goes to the speaker, and that runs to the MobiLink, and then I just use my laptop or whatever running a certain piece of software in the background. I think it was APRSIS32 or something, and it runs all the packet stuff, so it picks it up, and as soon as it hears one, it sends it right back out.
I'm like you, when I get up here close to the state line, it's like I lose APRS, so I don't know. But I was looking at that too. I think I got my radio set to only do the one skip. I'm gonna have to go in and check it and see if it'll get it set up to do the two skip or two bounce, which might get us out a little further to one of the high gates or one of the repeaters.
Recommended for handhelds. I think my mobile in my truck, I think that's what mine runs, is the wide two.
I just set the wide one for some reason, but I need to go in and verify that.
One, as soon as it hits one gateway, it just stops right there.
Do you hit the other repeater from where you're at?
Yeah.
But I am getting close.
If you want.
I don't know if I can hit the White Oak repeater from right here. So that's what I'm worried about.
Has Ken been on the radio today? Have you heard from him?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple times.
Getting on playing with his DMR radio today.
Nope, he's been working.
He home and work? That just don't sound like fun.
Yeah, I was giving him a hard time about that this morning. I said, now you got time to play radio. He said, no, I have to work. I said, you can be like everybody else, they're working from home. You know, only give them 10%.
Little device that I saw, it's basically a little motorized thing that keeps your mouse moving for people that work at home. I think they've been around a while, you know, but now people are using them. That way, the companies that are tracking, like when their Microsoft Teams or whatever goes inactive, so people have these things now that'll move their mouse so they never go inactive. The company would think they're always on their computer the entire time. I thought that was pretty funny.
You got to do is do keyboard logging, and it's not hitting the keyboard.
Or it's probably a game of cat and mouse right now. So, you know, everybody's got the little mouse movers, and before long, they'll probably have to move into something like that as well.
But hey, we'll give it a try over there on the other repeater. I'm getting real close.
You're listening.
Checks, and I'll clear out. 7-3.
Yeah, clear.
Museum, can someone give me a signal report?
And loud and clear, KO4RAX.
Trying out my new setup on my motorcycle. I paired my HT to my Bluetooth helmet and have a PTT switch on the handlebar, so I was just checking to make sure everything worked before I take off down the road like this.
Be working. You might maybe click it first, like hold on to it for a second before you talk. It seemed like it cut the beginning of your first statement off of there.
Is this any better?
Good. That must just have just a real slight delay on there before it picks up what you're saying.
Sounds good. I just look at my radio and it does indeed take just a second for it to show that it's transmitting. So I guess that'll keep me from accidentally keying it if I just tap it instead of holding it down.
Be a safety in case you twitch.
Yeah. Well, I like this setup. It's pretty, pretty neat. I'm real happy with this. I got me the newest model of the Anytone ATD878UV. It's the 2 Plus radio. And I had good luck out of the original 878. And this is the third generation of the 878. I have the first one, and now I have the third one. The first one didn't come with Bluetooth. So I like this. I'm happy with it.
Same radio. I just recently purchased the hotspot, tried to start figuring out DMR on this thing.
See that? I got my GMI license, so I'm planning on getting this radio unlocked at some point, and once it's unlocked, I'll go ahead and put the super code plug stuff on it and everything. Currently not in the budget for the hotspot, but someday I would like to do that. I got me a Wi-Fi hotspot to run that thing off of. I don't know if it'll... Does that hotspot work over Wi-Fi, or do you have to plug it in with a Cat5 cable?
Both ways.
Okay, so you can actually use it over Wi-Fi then, so I can carry my mobile hotspot with me with the DMR hotspot, and they'll both work then.
Like that would work. It works off of Wi-Fi. If you've got some kind of a hotspot to give you internet, I'm sure it would work.
Wow. I'm having a lot of fun with this hobby, that's for sure.
More things out there than you could afford to pay for, that's for sure.
100%. This gives me another cool idea, too, because I can get me, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I could get me the other, I could get me the mobile radio version of this radio, the 578, and I think it also has Bluetooth capabilities, I think. Don't quote me on it, but if it does, I can put that in my truck and go down the road with my Bluetooth headset on and this button on the steering wheel, and I don't even have to remove my hands from the steering wheel. I can just hit my thumb on the button and talk on the radio. That would be super cool.
RAX for ID. I never looked at the mobile. I really couldn't tell you if it has Bluetooth. I think they might figure because you've got a mic, and you're inside, you might not need the Bluetooth. I don't know. Hands-free is nice for anything.
And I'm curious.
Your call sign at the beginning. Who is this that I'm speaking to?
Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. KJ4WZM. I live and travel address currently in Dacusville.
Jim here, and I'm in Dacusville. You running the net tonight, or is that another night?
That's another night. I call it on Friday nights, actually. And since you're in Dacusville, I figure I might let you know I drive for McConnell Grady.
My boys went to school with McCullough's, or some of them, the youngest ones. But, yeah, they're a big deal here in Dacusville.
I had no idea about that until I started working here. Everybody in the whole area seems to know them. My boss man Jason, and they know my actual boss underneath him, Ricky. They know him. They know Jason's son Drew, who's like 23 or so, and his daughter Katie. And everybody seems to also know Jason's dad, who I never got to meet. That's Howard, but he passed away.
I want to say. My son, my youngest son, went to school with Drew. Tall, skinny, red-headed guy?
Absolutely. Yep, that's Drew. Tall, skinny, red-headed, and curly hair red-headed, actually.
He ever, is he a little more outspoken? He was real timid when he was younger.
Still, he is. He's improved with age, I guess. He seems to have really grown up and matured a lot. I've never seen him immature, but he always comes up to me and talks to me, asks me how I'm doing. He's real tall now. I don't know how tall he was when you knew him, but he's well over 6 feet tall. He's 23 now. I'm 27.
Yeah, my son he'll be 22 next month, but. Yeah, I think he was over 6 foot when they graduated high school.
Hey, Drew, that's pretty neat that your son knows him.
I've talked to a couple of the parents, and I could pick them out of a lineup, but I couldn't tell you their names whatsoever. But Drew's parents were always at sporting events or school events when they were going through, I guess, like the Dacusville Rec, playing baseball. I think he played other sports, too.
Named Jason, and his mom is named Susie.
that I ever really was introduced or heard their names. They were just always parents that were there.
Super, super nice people, and I definitely look up to them a lot. This is probably the best place I've ever worked at.
You find a good place, you want to stick with it and see how long you can last. And it's always nice to enjoy the people that you work for or work with. You get a bad one, and you can't wait to get out of there.
What was your son's name?
It was Zach Anderson, or still is.
I'll have to see if Jude remembers him. I'm sure he would.
They played baseball and possibly basketball together.
If Drew is here, I'm just curious.
At the shop now. Think about it tomorrow. It's not a big deal, but he'd probably remember him. I know they talked a little bit. I don't know if they were hanging around type of friends, but at the sporting events, they seem to get along okay.
That's very neat. I definitely mentioned him and see what he said. I don't remember your call sign, but I'll try to remember it. I don't remember your call sign or name.
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-Ray, and I'm Jim. I try to check in most every night, either pre-check or on the radio, but I can't always guarantee it.
Usually check in with me pre-net check-in because I don't remember hearing you and writing down your call sign before.
Friday nights, I usually work a weekend shift, so Friday nights I'm not usually hanging out too late. I go ahead and pre-check a lot of times.
Where are you at roughly in Dinkinsville?
Mud Run Road off of 135. It's past the farmer's market, heading towards Pumpkin Town.
Okay. I like the farmer's market. There's a girl that works there in the mornings I like to go in there and flirt with.
I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Little short thing, about 23 years old.
Now I'm careful not to do much of that flirting. I'm 52, so I just kind of stay away.
I got you. At least I'm still in my 20s. I am 4 years older than she is.
Makes it a little more pleasant when somebody's actually friendly when you go in there in the morning instead of grumpy and mad at the world.
That tall lady isn't super friendly in the morning. She's really, really, really quiet. And she don't like to say a whole lot. The other girl's really friendly, though.
Yeah, you never really know who's going to be there in the mornings. They rotate around quite a bit. There must be four or five of them that work mornings.
Two people are in the mornings. And I've seen a bunch of different ones. I haven't figured their schedule out, but I do know they have a regular routine. They know who works what day.
So they stop by there to get gas or a morning biscuit, and that's about the only time I stop in there.
Okay.
Go ahead. Z4LK, I think you said? KO4RAX?
4 Zulu Lima Kilo. And hello, Daniel and Jim. I've never talked to you before, but hello. I wanted to ask you about those biscuits there. I drive by there every morning. I was wondering how good they are, because I may have to stop if they're pretty good.
Depends on how hungry you are in the morning. They're kind of, I think they warm them up. I don't think they're really homemade at all, but they hit the spot when you're really hungry in the morning.
Their biscuits are pretty good, but then the Sunoco down the road, as you head away from, well, the Sunoco in Dinkinsville, as you head towards Marietta. They don't cook their biscuits enough.
I heard you this morning. You were on your way to Columbia or coming back or something, and I heard you. Good to hear you tonight. I hope you guys have a good evening. I'm about to drop this trailer here. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Daniel.
I think I doubled with you. Let me see if I got it. The biscuits at Farmer's Market are real, real good. I like them. But then the biscuits down at the Sunoco in Dacresville, as you head towards Marietta, they don't cook theirs enough. So that one's better. But yep, I headed down to Columbia, and then I was able to actually hit the repeater while I was in the Columbia area, like over 100 miles outside of the, away from the repeater. I was surprised I made it. But have fun dropping that trailer. You're driving a semi?
I work for UPS, make some of their bulk pickups that won't fit on the small package cars. I got one more to go, one more trailer swap out, and then I'll be done for the night.
Well, you stay safe out there. I just did my hazmat background check and my TWIC card background check yesterday. So hopefully in the next 30 days or so, my license will look different and I'll have another card to add to my wallet. Pretty excited about it.
We don't need any of that for what we do. We don't pick up enough hazmats to make a difference. And I've been here 31 years, so I don't think I'm going to go anywhere else before I retire. I hope not anyway. Let me let it go. Good to hear you guys tonight. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Jim.
Funny, I used to drive for Schneider probably about 25 years ago now over the road, and I really liked it unless you had to go into big cities, but I'm kind of partial to my working inside the shop now, so I don't really miss it too much.
I enjoy it a lot. I'm planning on buying my own truck actually pretty soon, as soon as I can possibly afford to. And I may or might not go back over the road. I might do just regional or close to home daily type stuff. I'm thinking about it. I haven't decided 100% what I want to do yet, but once I figure it out for sure, then I'm going to buy my own truck.
For RAX, for ID. My timing was off on it. I had a newborn baby at the house, or maybe a toddler, and he wouldn't recognize me when I came home. And then by the end of a weekend that I was home, he'd be crying every time I got up to go to the kitchen, thinking I was leaving again. So it just didn't work for me at the time. But it's really good if you're single, or maybe a older married couple could do it for teams, but it just didn't work for me at the time.
About not doing over the road once I have a family. Right now I don't even have a girlfriend at this moment. So it works out for me because I don't have to worry right now about, oh, what about when the little guy gets upset that I leave, because I don't have to worry about that. So I guess I'll enjoy it while I'm single, but hopefully someday soon that'll change, because I'd love to have myself a little family someday.
Yeah, it's nice while you're younger and single, do what you want, experience some things, and when it's time to settle down, then you can settle down and figure out something else.
Good, and that's what I'm planning on. I'm gonna work that way until things change.
Well, are you, Daniel?
I know it seems young and everything, but I'm starting to wonder when I'm finally gonna find the right one. It's starting to worry me. They're harder to find these days than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, 27. Tell you how old or young that sounds to me. My oldest boy turns 30 Saturday.
I knew it sounded really young to you. Well, happy birthday to your oldest boy then. The reason I worry about it is because I'm 27 and the years go by like months did when I was a little younger, and the world is going so fast now. And it just feels like time is leaving really quick. So I know it seems young to you, but I'm concerned because of how quickly I am really getting older.
You got time. But at least now you can get yourself situated financially and get everything in order, and then it's a little bit easier. I think I got married at 19, and you go paycheck to paycheck and not know if you can pay the heat bill, or it's a lot nicer if you're a little bit more situated before you do go and have kids.
Absolutely. Being single for me means I can walk into the grocery store, see some filet mignons for 20-something dollars a pound, and I go, ooh, that looks good. Oh, it's expensive. Ah, oh, it's all right. It's just a steak. Oh, that's fine. No big deal. And I can go eat that steak. If I had a family, I would look at that and go, ooh, I can't afford that. So I'm enjoying it for now. I don't completely blow everything I've got, but I'm working towards saving up to buy myself a truck. I at least need enough for a down payment and getting all the paperwork filed, which is very expensive. But once I have a truck like that and I'm running it, I'll be a lot better off financially, and I can save that money in preparation for the day when I do have a family. I'll be in better standing than if I got married at 19.
And who knows, down the road you have a couple of trucks and you let somebody else drive them and you just schedule them out and take everything off the top.
That is absolutely the plan. I just don't really talk about it much.
It's good to have a plan. You don't have to tell everybody. It's just keep it on the back burner and keep working towards your goals. Well, I'm going to have to get off here. It's been good talking to you, Daniel. I'm going to say 7-3 here, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good one. And I'll say hi to Drew tomorrow when I see him, and ask him if he knows your son. He said Zach Anderson, right?
That is correct.
Please tell him you said hey. I'll talk to you later on down the road, Jim. Good talking to you. And I'm going to say your call sign now so that I remember it. KO4RAX, KJ4WZM, 73 to you. And I'll catch you later on down the log. I'm packing my stuff up and getting ready to ride home.
K4ULP, my drink.
4ULP, this is KO4RAX. My name is Jim. How are you doing tonight?
ULP. Hello, Jim. I am Alexander, and I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm done with work. Getting ready to go make something for dinner, take a shower, and relax for the rest of the evening.
That sounds good. So, I'm not sure if I've made a contact with you. I've made contacts with several gyms. You know, looking through my... Are you K-A-2-T-X-J?
It'll be the first time that we've made contact. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-Ray. And my name is Jim.
K-O-4-R-A-X, am I correct?
That is correct.
Hey, then, here, I've had a new contact for a while, you know, you know, when I first got my license, you know, I got, I was pulling off, I'd say, 5 to 10 contacts a day, but, you know, after the first week, it slowed way down.
I'm hitting most of the regulars that are always on here, and it's bound to slow down. I hear you on here all the time, and usually at the house, I'm listening to my HT, and it won't hit the repeater inside the house. Most of the time, I'm just too lazy to turn the mobile unit on to be able to hit the repeater.
I have a few HTs. I have a 5-watt HT, and I can hit the repeater perfectly fine from inside the house. The repeater book says that about 21 miles away from the repeater.
Kind of in a little bit of a low spot. I've got some good hills and trees all around me. I can go down to the end of my street, and I can see Table Rock, but Caesar's Head, that's a little bit more distant. I don't know the exact distance from the repeater, but I think if I hooked up an HT to the antenna on the house, I might be able to hit it.
How much raw wattage and what kind of antenna do you have to use to be able to hit it from your house?
Never seen how low I can get. I think this radio right now, I've got it set at 10 watts. It's a mobile on the antenna. It's probably 25 feet up in the air off the house.
The same as mine, it's about roughly 30, 25 feet off the ground. I'm running off a 6-foot J-pole. What kind of antenna are you using?
Not 100% sure. It's a diamond. It's a dipole, a vertical antenna. I'm not sure what you call it exactly, but it's a straight up and down.
I don't think that'd be a dipole, because I'm pretty sure dipoles are cross. I'm not sure, but, I haven't been in the hobby that long, so, you know, I run off 25 watts. I could go lower on my base station, but, just like to keep it at high power.
You're right. It's just a dual band. It says gain vertical antenna. So it is a vertical. I've got a homebrew 10 meter out in the yard, but 10 meter being dead like it is, I really don't ever hear anything on that.
Well, I have an HF rig and a 20 meter antenna, but 20 meters I can't really operate right now, but I would like to get up on the air and play around with 10 meters at the camp with my technician privileges, and hopefully now and then when the conditions are good enough, I'll be able to get someone on.
I just got my license in June of last year, so I'm just playing around with what I can do as a technician, but I do have the HF rig there that I listen to 20 here and there, but I can never. I think one day it was really good on 10 meters that I could hear, and I was hearing down in Mexico and one of those small islands down there. I want to say, I don't know if it was Costa Rica, it's down in that area, but I could hear them, but I didn't try transmitting to them.
10 meters was doing really good, and then I know Walt, his call sign is K4OIM, back when he got, I don't know about how long ago it was, but 10 meters used to be really good. He was able to talk all the way to Europe, I believe, just on 10 meters.
I think we're trying to use 10 meters at the bottom of the cycle, and it's just starting to go up, so it can only get better, I hope. That's what everybody keeps saying, so we'll cross our fingers, and maybe I'll have my general by then, and it won't even matter.
Still planning to get my general in before the spring. Hopefully I'll be able to pull it off, and, I'm excited to play more around with the radio, so do you plan to upgrade to general extra, or are you just planning to stay technician?
Definitely going to go to general. I've looked at what's involved in the extra. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but I don't know that I'll ever even want to do that.
Gear, I think it's called sign W4EEY, is running a class for the technician general and extra. So I think starting sometime late spring, I think. I'm not sure about the exact date they're thinking about doing it. I'm not sure if they decide to do it or not, but think about maybe getting my job before the spring, then attending for the extra, because I don't know if I'd be able to pull off the extra on my own.
I don't know. The more you keep talking and learning, I think once you step up to general and you start getting involved in more areas of the hobby, a lot of the things that are in extra are going to be more familiar to you, and it might not be quite so bad.
Probably will be true after, you kind of learn as you go.
For sure. I just stumbled across the working satellites, and I'm trying to get something set up, try to play around and see if I can hit some of the satellites.
Yeah, play around with that, but do you have to have any special equipment to be able to do that?
Some kind of a directional, like a Yagi, like a, maybe a, probably a dual band, because they're they're cross mode, so you have to have some kind of a Yagi, but I think I've seen YouTube people doing the homebrew tape measure Yagis, and you can really do it with one HT, but if you have two where you can talk into it and hear yourself talking at the same time, then you really know you're there. But really, if you've got HTs, you could probably make a tape measure Yagi and at least hear them, if not really have any success talking on them.